Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The live radio call-in talk show program that's also broadcast on the internet and some satellite stations, where you can give a call and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
and Richie Rich.
And we were talking, well, we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, really. We were talking at the beginning of the show about this article from LifeSiteNews.com that shows a study of 10 million people out of Wuhan finds asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 didn't occur at all.
Dun-dun-dun.
Now, what does that mean?
It means you didn't have to go into lockdown. You don't have to wear a mask if you're asymptomatic. You don't have to quarantine or stand 6 feet away from people without symptoms.
That means people walking around breathing normally that are otherwise healthy should be allowed to do so.
Without being accosted, molested, harassed.
Yeah. And we can talk more about that in this particular article. We have some other stuff on deck for you tonight, should we get around to it. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mike calling from Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was listening to your earlier ramblings about left versus right.
Right, we were talking left, right, and then like centrist stuff.
I do tend to ramble.
Yep.
What's on your mind?
I listen to both. My mom's a hard Democrat. My dad's a hard Republican.
Nice.
I listen to both sides a lot.
And so what are you?
It just seems like you're in the room with two liars, like Bill and Ted over here, right? Bill is saying Ted is a liar. Ted is saying Bill's a liar. It is just like, the more you listen to Bill, the more it sounds like Ted is a liar.
But Wild Stallion saved the universe, so.
Excellent. I know I can identify with you, Mike, because one of my sets of grandparents, one of them was a Republican, the other one was a Democrat, and they would, you know, argue about stuff, the issues and that kind of a thing. And whenever that happened, I would just leave the room because I didn't want to have any part of it.
Thanks.
They don't talk about it. I try not to talk about it when I'm there.
But those are important issues that should be discussed. Right?
They are.
No?
They're very, very important decisions, depending on if you listen to Bill or Ted. Bill's saying, oh, this is crazy, this is going on. Ted is saying, that's not crazy, this is crazy. It's ridiculous.
But if you can interject more liberty and more freedom into the conversation and start to turn them into that aspect of it, then maybe it's worthwhile to have.
Bill, you leave Ted alone. Ted, you leave Bill alone. We'll all get by.
Indeed.
We're all going to get by.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
Oh, the hacking. The hacking is a way bigger deal than everybody's making out to be.
The voting machines and that kind of thing?
No. SolarWinds just, a week ago? This is a way bigger deal.
You're going to have to fill us in. I've heard that name in relation to the Dominion voting machines.
They hacked our nuclear arms system. They hacked our treasury. They hacked everything. Microsoft.
I do remember
that. We are at their mercy. This should be way bigger news than it is, and it deserves a lot more discussion over it.
But what did they do? Did they affect anything? Did they, you know, wipe out?
No idea.
Did they wipe out people's mortgages? No. Did they wipe away tax, you know, debts? No. Did they add zeros to everybody's bank accounts? No. You know.
The most interesting comment I saw online was, they're going to wait until Biden takes office, and they're going to raise absolute H-E double hockey stick. And it's not good.
Well, that's one of the things with hackers now is because of all the redundancies and the backups that companies put in place. I've heard news articles where hackers, like, they find the exploit, so they get in, and then they don't do anything for months. And they just sit back and they watch and observe until the time is right to strike, because by that time, all your backups are infected and you can't restore anything that doesn't have the hack and the exploit already built into it. So it is a nice strategy to wait until the next administration comes in, because by that time, it's too late to get rid of it and reset everything.
We're at their mercy. We're done for. Like, this is bad news.
Well, who is the we, though? Like, am I individually at their mercy in some form or fashion, or am I just worried about nuclear war?
Oh, you got me. I don't know. The government is, effed.
Okay. But I'm okay with that. If they're going to monkey wrench the government in some form or fashion, by all means, please have at it. We need more of this. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. We appreciate it. Yeah, we've got some people in the chat room, how the heck are the hosts unaware of solar winds? And I'm like, well, we're humans.
Well, again, I haven't heard the entire news story, but I have heard them in relation to the Dominion voting machines.
Well, here's what I heard. I heard that the government was hacked and it was widespread.
Yeah.
Good. And then I went, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was waiting for, like, something to occur. Because usually hackers, when you hack a government, you hack a government for a purpose.
Right.
Right? Now, if they hacked governments, or
they're holding the nuclear codes ransom for Bitcoin.
It seems to me it's more like some kids, found a way into the, and got into some systems, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got in. Okay, let's go play some video games.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. So if it was nefarious, I think they would have. You don't get that opportunity to be inside of government systems like that, very frequently, if ever. And so if you were nefarious about your intentions, I think you would have taken action.
Maybe. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they tend to wait now until, the exploit exists. They don't take action right away to make sure that the exploit remains in all the backups. But if they're getting into government, systems, right, am I concerned that it's a state actor? Like, do we need to be worried? Is it a Russian hack? Is it a Chinese hack?
Right.
Right? What's the end goal of that? If it's just, hackers getting in, let's wait and see. But I haven't seen the government collapse yet.
I mean, on one hand, hackers get into a bunch of government systems and, make it collapse. Oh, well.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's primarily why I didn't care about that story. One, they got in. Okay, great. Yeah. Now what? Nothing. Okay, well, when something happens, I'll pay attention to it.
Should you be surprised that they got hacked?
Yeah, but also, the point B is if they did get in and they did do a thing and it, created some sort of shutdown or whatever, far out, solid and right on in my book.
Yeah.
I'm just fine with that. Go hackers.
Right. But if it's going to affect me on the personal level, then you got to tell me how, right? Is it going to stop the food supply? Is it going to collapse the banking and the crypto system?
Yeah.
Am I going to lose my internet access?
Right.
Right? What are they doing in the government systems that's going to affect me?
Right.
While they're in there, can we just take down the, take down the ATF's database? Yeah. All that other fun stuff.
How about just, eliminate all them digits from the national debt?
Sure.
No, that can't be done.
That's another thing, man. Like, that number is so big, it's unfathomable how it matters at all to the average American or any individual.
Well, and it doesn't matter, actually, because what it is it's representative of the debt incurred by children yet to be born.
Okay, maybe so. But if you're one of those children, you're never going to pay that debt back. They're going to tax you regardless.
Of course they are.
Right, but who cares whether the taxes go to new spending or old debt?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not paying down the national debt at all.
But what it is representative of is the general stupidity of the population.
Okay.
Right? Now, I think you and I are probably above average when it comes to understanding your basic monetary structure.
I like to think so.
Right? But the average citizen in the area known as the United States of America can't even tell you where money comes from. They can't tell you what fractional reserve banking is.
Yeah. It's a meaningless... The national debt's a meaningless number at this point, no matter how big it gets.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 is our number here. That's our phone number.
Hard one to remember for now,
live. Yes, 603-283-6163. I need to make it into a song and, you know, make it a little more memorable. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy, swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. You are in the right place for the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our tele- telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you want to join in the fun, participate in the conversation, take control of the airwaves, and talk about anything you would like to. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or even stake Divi so that you could begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there is a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. So, I do kind of still want to circle back to this article, but we got to do the things that we do here at Free Talk Live. So, let's go to the phones. We have Peakless Mountaineer giving us a call. Peakless here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
So, this is the year 2020, right?
And as far as we know.
The ordinary thing that I think of I hear the phrase 2020.
Because in... 4 days? It'll all be hindsight.
Woo!
Well, that's why I should be calling in tonight.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the thing I usually think of when I hear the phrase 2020 is vision, right?
Yes. And
like
hindsight.
2020 means perfect vision, right?
It's in the, the optical world? Yes.
Right. So, the thing that I know that I have perfect vision on is... I'm pretty sure that I live in the freest state, in the freest country in the entire world.
LRN.FM.
Peakless.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry.
You're still on the air. We have a little bit of a new process here.
Pay fealty to your generous Lord, Captain
Peakless. I have some discretion. The sound that went out over the radio.
What I'd like to say is it's an effing tyranny.
Oh, it definitely is. There is no question about it. Do you have the definition of tyranny in front of you? If not, maybe Richie could look it up.
I will pull it up.
I don't have the definition of tyranny in front of me. What I do have in front of me is the 10 questions of the world's shortest political quiz, if you'd like to hear that.
Well, I'd rather you continue your thoughts, because what we do have is tyranny. I would just like the definition to be read aloud for the sake of our listeners, because, yes, you may live in the freest state, in the freest country, on the planet. However, that doesn't mean you're not subject to tyranny.
From dictionary.com, arbitrary or unrestrained exercise of power, despotic abuse of authority, the government or rule of a tyrant or absolute ruler, a state ruled by a tyrant or absolute ruler, oppressive or unjustly severe government on the part of any ruler, undue severity or harshness, and a cruel or harsh act or proceeding, an arbitrary, oppressive, or tyrannical action.
Now, in my opinion, the United States is...
Started with arbitrary and unrestrained, right?
Yeah, hang on. In my opinion, the United States falls under all of those definitions. The difference between the United States and most other countries is that we play this little game of musical tyrants every 4 years or so.
What a beautiful game it is for whoever set that up.
And so it's just like, oh, who should be our tyrant this time? Oh, look, it's Bob, or it's Jane, or it's Bill, or whoever.
There's right? never a need to overthrow the tyrant, because you just wait a few years and boom, you get to vote a new one in.
Well, and that's how they keep people from rebelling against
the tyrant. Of course it is. So,
anyway, Peakless, I'm sorry, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, that's the thing. It's arbitrary and it's unrestrained. So, like, we used to have this thing in this country called a separation of powers, where we had a legislative branch that was different from the executive branch. And our governors have clearly shown that they have no craps to be given about the separation of powers.
Well, because it's a state of emergency.
Okay. But they're, yes, it's an emergency. Well,
the legislative powers need to be tempered in a state of emergency.
So agency power is the same as a power to me. Because there's been a war the whole time I was alive.
Yes, right.
So you can't claim war powers because those are just powers.
Yeah, I'm with you. So the government likes to governments like to do these things, these verbal gymnastics that make things seem like they're not what they are. And it's important for us as lovers of freedom to cut through all that BS, as you say, Peekless, and identify these things. One of my favorite recent isms, if you will, the things that the tyrants of government do say, specifically related to bombings and war, you know, of basically brown countries, brown people in foreign countries, kinetic military action.
Oh, yes, I remember the term.
kinetic military action. Now, what does it really mean?
It means an invasion.
It means we're bombing brown people.
Military action?
Yeah. Yeah. So they play these...
We were just storing these powers. Yeah. We weren't going to use them.
Yeah, they play these verbal gymnastic things. They have talented people. They hire the best producers for their speeches. They hire, you know, the coup de grace speechwriters to write the politicians' speeches, right? When you see the teleprompters for any of the speeches that these politicians give, you should know immediately. They hire makeup artists that rival any television or movie production before they walk out onto the stage and read from their frickin' teleprompters. It is a production for a reason. They want you to worship them as if they were a Hollywood idol, as if they were a god, and it's completely wrong in every sense of the word.
So let me go back to what I brought up earlier, and with regards to the news, the true news,
yes,
right. Which is there a market demand for it?
Okay, go ahead.
Right, and right now,
yes, I wanted to talk about that.
Right. So right now, based the results that we have with a tyrannical government is that there is clearly no market demand, no market signal for a just government.
That's not true. The fact that I'm hearing you right now is because there is, in fact, a market demand for truth in media.
Okay.
How do you know that?
Well,
because we're in the media and we're speaking the truth. Right.
Free Talk Live exists, therefore, there is some market demand for there to be truth in media.
Okay.
Now, that being said, the market demand for truth in media is probably smaller than the market demand for propaganda.
Sure.
And mostly that's because the government steals money.
Well,
if the government didn't steal money, then we wouldn't have a massive demand for propaganda.
Hey, Peekless, do you want to hold over for the next segment?
Please do.
All right, stand by. Our number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll have more with Peekless Mountaineer. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville.
Based on the evidence that we've gathered at this point, we've come to the conclusion that an individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber. That he was present when the bomb went off and that he perished in the bombing. Base this conclusion on forensic evidence, including DNA evidence that you'll hear about, as well as evidence that was gathered at the scene of the bombing.
U.S. Attorney Don Cochran there speaking at a Sunday afternoon press conference. Officials at that conference did not mention having found a motive for the bombing, but say that their investigation is ongoing. They were interested in hearing from anyone who knew or may have interacted with the suspect before Christmas. This is USA Radio News. With some dire days in the pandemic here, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases warns that the worst of COVID is yet to come. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
December has become the deadliest month since the beginning of the pandemic, with over 63,000 Americans dying of COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. Sunday. We'll Pretty sell much. You the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's my favorite one.
I like to say that when Mark's here, but it's very rare that if Mark's here on a Sunday that I'm on the show with Mark. It's happened a couple of times, but because it's Mark Edge, right?
Right. So he gets chair one by default.
Yeah.
King Mark.
And the rest of the hosts aren't, you know, while they're here and they're fun and everything, they're you'll only need the edge.
Yes.
It's like I like to say. 603-283-6160 is our phone number if you'd like to join in the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And let's bring Peakless Mountaineer back on the line. Peakless, you're back with us.
Richie, you were talking about your wife being, like, converted to Fox News.
Away from, like, CNN or whatever she was doing. Like, I don't think she listens to Fox News regularly now that, you know, that the election is over. But her response was, at the time, it's more newsy and less vitriol and hatred being spouted off over the airways.
Well, so here's what I think about that. So, I mean, the left and the right are both wrong. I mean, as libertarians, we can agree on that.
Sure. Yes.
Like, the left is wrong about economics, and the right is wrong about plenty of stuff. But the difference is that we actually know where the right is wrong.
Really?
Like, if the political right starts making claims about racial superiority, we know they've gone too far.
Yeah. Well, do we not know when the left is going
sure
wrong?
That's too far.
Yeah,
Whereas,
I'm sorry.
I mean, when the left starts making claims about we have to make equal equal opportunity even. But when the left starts making claims about equity for everyone, we don't know that that's too far.
Yeah. I find...
I know that's too far.
I find the two-party system, I find the fact that there is something referred to as a political system to be a load of horse hockey. It shouldn't exist. It is ancient. It's barbaric. It's based on religion. It basically is a religion, just they took away the deity and replaced it with a human being. So it's now a religion where you worship a human being known as a king or a president or something along those lines.
And that was the only good thing about religion, is that we could hold human beings to a standard beyond them. Like, okay, fine, you can be the king, but we know when you're screwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
If there are things you're supposed to do.
I think most people...
And if you don't do those as a king, then we know you're messing up.
I think most people have forgotten that these people... are human beings. They sleep somewhere at night. They put on their shoes. They stink when they sweat, right? They belch and it stinks when they have eaten too much spicy food.
This is where I'm not convinced. I don't think they've forgotten. I don't think they care.
You know, people just don't care.
I think they're apathetic towards most of it.
Oh, they are apathetic, but mostly because they're lazy. They don't want any responsibility.
Understood.
So, Ricky, you're saying that they haven't forgotten, but they want to.
Sure. Or they don't care enough to even want to.
That Joe Biden stinks when he sweats. They haven't forgotten that, but they really, really would like to.
Or they don't care enough to even really, really like to. Right? Like what do they care? Because in general, life goes on regardless of who the figurehead is. Right? They really didn't like Trump, but I don't know if that, it's not that they didn't like the powers of the presidency, right? They were really vitriolic towards the singular man. It was the closest you would have to, like, overthrowing the king, the deity, because he...
Well, right. They were vitriolic toward the man, not the powers.
Right.
Right.
When the reality is that it's the powers that they should be vitriolic towards, because you could put any man in that position with those powers,
right,
and they would become a corrupt person.
So there's no market demand, to go back to my earlier analogy, there's no market demand for more freedom and more liberty. And if you're saying, like, well, there's a small market demand for freedom and liberty exist, right, then you have to understand that in the market, usually small demand leads to higher prices. Right. If there's only a handful of people that want your product, or the supply is not there.
The price of freedom is pretty friggin' high.
It sure is.
Which is why most people won't buy into it. Right. Your life, your fortune, your sacred honor. That's the price.
We met a gentleman visiting in town, considering making the move to New Hampshire this evening at dinner, and he brought up George Carlin, and George Carlin makes a very, very good point, which I've immediately forgotten.
Big club, and you ain't in it.
Who are we talking about?
I was not in your dinner conversation.
No.
I had my own conversation going. I have no idea.
Club, they beat you over the head with.
I've totally forgot. I've stepped out of my train of thought. I've been wandering all over the avenue of consideration.
Move it on.
It's a big club, and you're not in it. But that's
what Big Club just said.
But that wasn't my point.
Okay.
Damn it.
Something about George Carlin?
Yeah.
You're lucky I'm seven not naughty there. Words. You forgot the whole thing the whole time.
No, I actually wish you were
was,
here. But,
was it about
you know,
the cost of freedom? Because that's what's at stake.
Oh, it was. It was about the cost of freedom, as a matter of fact. George Carlin said that it is. America is the land of the free, if you can afford it.
Sure.
Right. If you have a whole bunch of money and you can buy the right attorneys, right, and you can sustain them for quite some time, you can literally purchase your freedom.
So I thought that through as well. Right.
That only looks like freedom from the plebeian perspective. But the people that can afford that quote unquote freedom are locked into what they have to do, and they have to keep doing that forever.
Well, if
you're as much slaves as we are,
if you're talking about the people with the most freedom and the most liberty to do as they wish,
yes,
right. It's the ultra rich and the politicians
people who could change things, but don't.
Right. If you want to do something the average person cannot do, right, get into government because it is rife with people with extra privileges.
Yes.
Right. If you're a low level bully, right, join the police department Why? Because they have extra privileges that the regular citizen doesn't do.
Right.
If you want to do all the really nefarious things, right, you got to get into public office because they seem to be immune from a lot of the things that would get you put away or killed.
We know they're all essential because not one government worker has been deemed unessential or lost a paycheck or their job, unlike a whole bunch of other people in the area known as the United States.
Now, if you want liberty
in
for all people...
The fact that we already noticed that you can shut down the government and nobody cares except government workers.
I have noticed, as a matter of fact.
But you got to shut it down and stop paying them, right? If those hackers shut down the government, but they still find a way for the IRS to operate, doesn't matter.
Yep.
They'll rebuild on your dime.
Yep. Yeah, no, I've been, sort of, I wouldn't say cheering on, but like if an event happened where some hackers did wreak some real havoc, I don't know how disappointed I'd be, if I'd be disappointed at all.
Zero.
Well, I can tell you about your privilege on that. You have cryptocurrency privilege. So if the entire economic structure goes down, you will make out like a bandit.
But it's not a privilege. We chose
into
that.
Zero amount in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, recognizing a good idea, I don't know, translates into privilege.
We took risks getting into crypto because it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
Well, and we had knowledge to do so, which that knowledge was acquired through blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, but it wasn't knowledge that was withheld from other people.
I don't remember bleeding, sweating, or crying as I Googled cryptocurrency, but, okay.
Right, other people who poo-pooing it or saying it's worthless or whatever, they have the same knowledge.
What's that? Nicholas?
Well, so here's the really important thing.
All right, make it quick.
The really important thing is that there is a way to divest yourself from the criminal conspiracy, and it will make us all rich.
Even better.
All right. Appreciate the call tonight, Peakless Mountaineer.
And with wealth comes liberty.
Well, that's true. 603-283-6160 is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live, more of your calls and thoughts, and more program coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Twitter. Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for listening. It is your favorite radio talk show program, Free Talk Live. Our number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And my favorite host, Richie Rich.
Well, you're your own favorite host.
Someone has to be.
Toot your own heart. Sportkilt.com.
Great company.
Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and Mark Edge got themselves some great kilts from Sportkilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing sport kilts, particular form of freedom, at kilts.freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. I'm told they're made in the USA.
Yeah, Utah. I have several sport kilts, by the way.
You have a wardrobe of kilts?
I have four sport kilts at this point.
So one for every other day?
Just about, yeah. So if you see me around wearing it...
Do you kilt in the winter?
So we talked to the sport kilt guys about kilt in the winter, and basically they said, get one of the thicker wool ones and then long socks, because it drops to about your knee.
Right.
You pull up your sock to, you know, above your calf, and there's only like an inch of exposure that you have to worry about.
Huh.
So,
fascinating.
Don't even worry about being cold with your kilt in the winter if you get one of the nice wool coats that they have available.
Hey, you know, some of our listeners may have noticed we've been doing some changes around here, and hopefully they're all for the better. So far, so good.
With the phone number.
Well, with that, but also the host discretion for if somebody does drop, a particular bad word, that we are able to blurt them out. And then if the host feels like it, they can continue the conversation, whereas previously we were not able to do that.
Yeah.
If somebody did, you know, let one fly, we would just have to immediately dump their call, and they couldn't continue with their thoughts. Even though they were sorry. So not that I want to abuse that privilege. In fact, I don't want to. But
I'm still on the fence with that one.
I like the change. I like the host discretion.
I'm not sure yet.
That to me seems fine. But some of the other changes we made around here is we're actually featuring an Idiot of the Day Club. And today's idiot is James Wittekind.
The man with
calling
the biggest
ears. From Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Please fascinate us with how big an idiot you are.
The village idiot is actually more clever or witty.
That is.
Unlike
that is true.
You're neither.
What's an idiot?
Because his name is Wittekind.
Idiot.
Oh, the village idiot.
That's awesome.
I don't know your full name.
We don't spend that much time, like, coming up with clever nicknames.
I've never Googled anybody's name in my life, but I hear that you're saying my full name on the public airwaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Pronouncing correctly,
no,
way.
Not your full legal name.
What does that say about you? What does that say about you?
That I know your last name?
It says that I know you're a freaking idiot.
That you go on the internet going and looking for callers? Or wait, you placate and enable.
No, actually, I'm subscribed to the Facebook page, Things James Wittekind Says.
Yeah, hey,
that was a fun one.
He's going to have to go on hold there for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, no, that was my thought. I know his name because one of our other hosts, Mark Edge, created a Facebook page to record all of these ramblings and incoherent thoughts.
Not to mention the threats of death and destruction that he lays upon many of the hosts here at Free Talk Live.
And that Facebook page is called Things James Wittekind Says. So I didn't have to Google very far to find out Mr. Wittekind's last name.
So, James, you're back on the air. To answer your question, I did not have to Google anything.
Richie Head. So you're actually supporting my argument by making fun of Mark Edgington.
Did you make an argument of any kind? No, you haven't.
Mark Edgington, and by the way, Brian, it's illegal, and it would definitely have me put in jail if I ever threatened anybody's life, as I would never hurt any innocent human being ever. I don't want to go to hell like a fat
right,
block
thank,
of ugly.
Thanks for the call tonight.
I will give him credit that he is very specific with his wordings so that it is not a legal threat, even though it sounds threatening.
Oh, he's done plenty of threatening, and there's plenty of evidence. It's just that, he doesn't have the balls to actually show up here in New Hampshire. If he did, I'd gladly face him, as would, not every other host, but like other hosts as well, whom he has threatened and been an idiot, too. So this concludes tonight's episode of Free Talk Live's Idiot of the Day.
Nice. Yeah. Couldn't go to a more worthy recipient.
Yes, indeed. I mean, if you're going to kick things off, you might as well kick things off with, like, the Grand Poobah, right? You
know, should we change it to the Widdiot of the Day?
Ooh.
In honor of him?
I don't know. No, he might like that too
you
much.
Get the Widdiot prize?
He might like that too much. I don't think we should.
You could put two giant ears on a statue and just, like, here's your
Widdiot prize. The dude obviously doesn't get enough attention in his life, and so this is the only attention he can get.
Okay.
And so I don't really want to play into that.
Okay,
really
fair
awesome.
Enough.
So, all right, so, should we circle back?
Yeah, we didn't finish it, did we?
Well, no, we didn't, but it's also a long article. We've talked about what it means. There's been a study
have to tease
done.
It again, though.
Yeah, a study has been done amongst 10 million people that says asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 didn't occur at all. The study was done in Wuhan, China. This was published December 23rd of 2020, so just a few days ago.
While everyone was getting ready for Christmas.
The scientific journal Nature Communications was compiled by 19 scientists, mainly from the Huazhong University of Science and Technology in Wuhan, but also from scientific institutions across China as well as in the UK and Australia. It focused on the residents of Wuhan, ground zero for COVID-19, where 9,899,828 people took part in a screening program between May 14th and June 1st, which provided clear results as to the possibility of any asymptomatic transmission of the virus. Asymptomatic transmission has been the underlying justification of lockdowns enforced across the world. The most recent guidance from the CDC still states that the virus can spread by people who do not have symptoms. Now, it says can.
Right. And one step further, they're saying still can be transmitted by people who have the vaccine.
And in fact, the CDC claimed that asymptomatic people are estimated to account for more than 50% of transmissions. The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock also promoted this message, explaining that the concept of asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 led to the UK advocating for masks and referring to the problem of asymptomatic transmission, quote unquote.
Asymptomatic transmission was the most insidious part of everything.
Yeah.
Because of what it led to, right? Like, if you're not symptomatic and you have to lock down, quarantine, stay away anyway, and the 2-week incubation period, you know, like once you go out into the world, you don't know if you caught it like on that trip to the grocery store. So you go out for one day You could be asymptomatic. You got to quarantine for another 2 weeks, right? Like that's basically what would have had to happen. And so it basically, you know, justified everything and was the most insidious because how do you say, like, I am not sick. I don't have any symptoms. I feel healthy. And they go, well, you're an asymptomatic carrier. You still got to stay away.
Yeah, it's the biggest crock I think I've ever seen that otherwise healthy people walking around breathing fresh air are to be treated as if they're sick. That is a crock.
Yep. BS.
Anyway, the new study in Nature Communications titled Post-Lockdown SARS-CoV-2 Nucleic Acid Screening in Nearly 10 Million Residents of Wuhan, China debunked the concept of asymptomatic transmission. It stated that out of nearly 10 million people in the study, 300 asymptomatic cases were found. Contact tracing was then carried out of those 300. No cases of COVID-19 were detected in any of them. A total of 1,174 close contacts of the asymptomatic positive cases were traced, and they all tested negative for COVID-19.
Yep, but you put this out to the public, and, well, fake news, it came from China, so it's not to be trusted. We already heard from Dr. Fauci and the CDC, and they're not saying anything about this, so we're obviously, this is not the truth, and we're just going to go on forcing healthy people to quarantine, lockdown, mask up, and et cetera.
Furthermore, both the asymptomatic patients and their contacts were placed in isolation for 2 weeks. And after the fortnight, the results remained the same. None of them detected positive cases or their close contacts became symptomatic or newly confirmed with COVID-19 during the isolation period. So they did the isolation post the contact tracing for everybody that these asymptomatic people came in contact with, and nobody came down with COVID. Not a one of them.
Sounds about right.
Not a one of them. Further evidence showed that virus cultures in the positive and repositive asymptomatic cases were all negative, including no viable virus in positive cases detected in this study.
And even if there were, I still wouldn't advocate for lockdowns and anti-freedom mentality.
603-283-6160 is our number. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Derek J. I don't want a politician to represent me. To me, government is the idea that one group of people can coerce everyone to comply with an edict or face increasing punishments up to and including death. Despite perhaps the most noble of intentions, the best government services are a far cry from what could be provided for by voluntary interaction. Besides, the people who call themselves the government wage wars and put peaceful people in jail for crimes involving no victims. If Starbucks used some of its money to drop bombs, I wouldn't shop there. So why would I support the American Empire? The Empire does not require my consent.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. That's VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.